Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleknarechamut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Molly Kabler. This week on AK, Off Course. They say birds of a feather flock together, but try telling that to a small, brightly colored songbird that showed up in Bethel last month. The unusual bird is thousands of miles outside of his normal range, and he hasn't started flying south yet. That has many birders wondering why he's sticking around and if he's going to try to survive the harsh Alaska winter. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports.
Bird feeders in the Morgan's yard are busy every summer. On this day, it's mostly white-crowned, tree, and fox sparrows. There's a good view of the activity from the old wooden porch in front of the house. Kevin Morgan can often be found here, studying the birds with his binoculars. That's what he was doing on August 14th, when something unusual caught his eye. At first, he thought the small brownish bird was either a juvenile white-crowned sparrow or a tree sparrow. It can be hard to tell the difference.
And then it looked up and turned its head, and it was like something I've never seen before in my life.
Morgan has lived his whole life in Bethel, and as an up-and-coming birder, he has familiarized himself with most birds in Alaska.
I freaked out. It was my first step. I went crazy. I saw something that made no sense to me.
Steadying his binoculars in one hand, he tried to call other local birders with the other. He knew whatever the bird was, it was rare and needed to be documented. He eventually gave up the binoculars and grabbed his trusted Sibley bird book.
And it opened right to the Dick Thistle.
As Morgan recounts the story to me on his porch, we get a visitor.
Ooh, there it is, Dick Thistle. There's the Dick Thistle, it's to the left of the stump. See that black bib? Very bright yellow chest, very bold eyebrow on a gray head.
This bird matched the adult male Dick Thistle in Morgan's Sibley book perfectly, but its primary range is 2,000 miles away in the Midwest.
They typically occur in the middle of the Great Plains. They're a grassland or prairie nesting species.
That's Brian McCaffrey, one of several Bethel birders who has seen the Dick Thistle in Morgan's yard. He's also the education and outreach specialist for the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge based in Bethel. It's the largest refuge in the country, roughly the size of Maine, and brings in birds from all over the world to nest on the rich tundra wetlands. In his office, McCaffrey sits in front of his computer checking out eBird, a public observation site that shows a map of Dick Thistle sightings this year. He says the Dick Thistle is known to broaden its range if there's a drought, like the one experienced this summer in the Midwest.
You'll notice we have some observations over in New Jersey and Maryland. We have a few in southern Canada. There's even several down along the Gulf Coast of Texas. But none of this magnitude. This is really unusual.
To add to the mystery, the bird is an adult male. McCaffrey says, while it's not unusual to find vagrant birds inside the refuge, older ones are very uncommon.
We often find young birds that are lost and are out of range. And for whatever reason, they get misled on their first migrations. But for an adult bird to end up here is really atypical.
In the larger scheme of things, it's not surprising that a migrant bird occasionally shows up far out of range.
David Spector is a professor of biology at Central Connecticut State University and an expert birder.
Some birds make 180-degree errors at a similar distance, but in just the opposite direction of where they should be.
It is possible that this Dick Thistle thought it was migrating to its usual winter stomping grounds near Central and South America, and this year's drought could have given the bird more incentive to keep moving.
Perhaps this bird got turned around in terms of the sun or the stars or the magnetic field of the earth, whatever it was using, and headed off in the wrong direction and kept going.
It's migration time on the refuge, and whether this bird will fly south is still unknown. But McCaffrey is hopeful because the bird is an adult.
He already has wired into his brain where he needs to get to, and he's been there before. So unlike a lot of what we call vagrant birds, birds that are really lost from where they should normally be, I think this guy has a fair chance of getting back on track.
Over the past month, the bird has had a lot of admirers in Morgan's yard. A birder even showed up from Fairbanks. But the Dick Thistle's fate is uncertain. He lost his tail feathers, which could be from molting or from a predator like a shrike. In any case, Morgan is keeping tabs. He continues to put birdseed out every day.
One thing I really like about bird watching is no matter where you do it, as soon as you do it, you're in the wild all of a sudden. You know, you can be, you know, on a busy street, but if you're looking at a bird, you're in the wilderness. Or if you're in your front yard and you see, you know, if you're bird watching, you're in the wilderness. There it is again, Dick Sissel.
But for the bird's sake, Morgan is hopeful he will wake up some morning soon and find the Dick Sissel has left for the winter. He'll be sad to see the bird go, but happy knowing it's on its way south. For AK, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.